Welcome to the Yoga Inspired Life podcast. I'm your host, Shayla Quinn, and together we'll go on a journey of self-discovery as we explore all of the inner workings of what it means to live an inspired life. Join me for solo episodes and conversations with special guests for real, authentic deep dives into all things yoga, wellness, self-love, mindfulness, and everything in between. If you're ready to get inspired, learn, grow, evolve, to connect, and uplevel your life, then you've come to the right place. I am beyond excited that you're here. So let's dive in. Welcome back to another episode of the Yoga Inspired Life, aka TYIL. It's Tuesday, my favorite day of the week because it's the Yoga Inspired Life Tuesday. Guys, I'm still getting used to talking into a microphone. I'm a very visual person, so I feel like I do pretty well with video, but podcasting is a whole nother beast. So sorry for my awkwardness. We're just trying to work through it. It's getting a little better each week, but at least it's feeling a little better each week for me. But anyway, welcome to the pod. Today I want to chat about creative visualization and how we can use the power of our imaginations to help propel us into action and create the life that we desire. One of my all-time favorite quotes is visualize your highest self and start showing up as her. And I love it because it really inspires me to get into the vibe of my highest self, and it actually triggers me to actively start to manifest the life of my desires. Creative visualization is a type of mindfulness exercise that can be used to uplevel every area of your life. This practice goes hand in hand with manifestation, and some might even consider it a form of manifestation. Either way, creative visualization utilizes your imagination to create mental imagery of whatever it is you desire to make your reality. Visualization is a really big part of making any dream into a reality because it allows you to really see and feel into yourself and your capabilities. I feel like the idea of manifesting is looked at as sort of woo-woo, but it's really so much more than that. I like to think of manifestation as a verb. It's an action. And when practiced mindfully, intentionally, and consistently, it freaking works. I have an entire module in my 12-week program, The Yoga Inspired Life, all about manifestation and its various layers because I've experienced firsthand how powerful this practice is in my own journey. This episode is not on manifestation, but if you're interested in learning more about manifestation and about my 12-week program, my contact info is in the show notes. Just email me or send me a DM on Instagram, and I'd be happy to share more info about that. I do have a top secret little announcement. I'm kind of thinking, it's not 100% yet, but I'm kind of thinking about doing one last cycle of my program in 2020. So exciting. So if you feel called to learn more, I'd love to hear from you so that I can get an idea of how many people are interested. This program sells out every single time I've done it, and I wasn't sure that I was going to do it again this year, but I'm feeling really called to do it. But again, I'm not 100%. But anyway, back to creative visualization. I'm getting off track. The reality is that we already use our imaginations to creatively visualize all the time. But unless we are actively choosing the imagery, we can end up allowing our imaginations to use us. We unintentionally creatively visualize things going wrong, getting rejected, failing, etc. But I'm asking you to take the reins and intentionally and creatively visualize things going right. Visualize you living your best life and visualize successfully creating your dream life. Our imaginations are powerhouses. And like I said, we're already creatively visualizing all the time. So I just feel like it's time to use it intentionally and use it for positive and for good rather than kind of letting it use us. The act of intentionally imagining might feel kind of weird at first, but our imagination is a powerful force that can be used to generate great ideas. The human ability to imagine can propel us into action, which is the key to creating change. Anytime you've caught yourself daydreaming about that boy or girl that you have a crush on, or spaced out thinking about yourself rocking that designer handbag that you want or whatever it might be, you're creatively visualizing. I'm not asking you to do anything that you don't already do. I'm just asking for you to be a little bit more mindful and intentional with the way that you do it. Creative visualization is not just used by yoga-loving spiritual hippies. Visualization has long been a part of elite sports, actually. Professional athletes and Olympians use imagery as mental training. When athletes visualize or imagine a successful competition, they actually stimulate the same brain regions as you do when you physically perform that same action. When athletes use visualization, they not only see the action unfold, but truly feel the event take place in their mind's eye. I even personally remember being asked to do this, although it wasn't called creative visualization, but back when I used to ride horses competitively, my trainer would have me go out into the arena and walk the course, because I used to do hunter jumpers, and she would have me imagine me and my horse leaping over each jump seamlessly. Like I said, at the time I didn't realize I was using creative visualization, but now looking back, it's very clear. Visualization is the process of putting together intentional visual mental imagery of what you are wanting to manifest or to create and actualize into your life. By regularly visualizing what you want, you can start to gain emotions associated with the desired image. And this is important because in manifestation, aka bringing your dreams to life, a key aspect is generating strong emotion behind it. All of this manifestation business is really driven by strong emotion. You have to really feel it, have a deep desire to obtain it, and create a strong emotion behind the thing that you're wanting to manifest. Creative visualization is a tool to help you visualize what you want and experience the emotions or feelings you would have if it were true. We do this because like attracts like, which kind of ties in the quote that I was sharing at the beginning of this episode, visualize your highest self and start showing up as her. So if you're wanting to create this dream life where you're productive and healthy and you're hitting all your fitness goals and you're meditating every day and whatever it might be, instead of looking at that person, that version of you as someone that you're not already, visualize yourself as that person now because you are, and start showing up as her. Even if you don't feel super mindful or super fit or whatever it might be, what would that super mindful, super fit version of you do? She would get up and meditate. She would show up to her workout and just do her best because it makes her feel good. You see what I mean? You got to start visualizing your highest self and start showing up and start making choices from that place. Creative visualization can be extremely powerful as you are using the mind's eye, or rather your imagination, to create detailed images of what you want to manifest. This can help you feel more positive and motivated to achieve your goals and generate positive emotions for the thing that you're wanting to manifest, which ultimately just raises your vibration, which in turn helps you call in and create the things you want. Okay, so how do we practically apply creative visualization and integrate it into our lives to actually use it and benefit from it? I go into detail on how to use creative visualization, as well as share my step-by-step process in my 12-week self-discovery program, The Yoga Inspired Life, but I want to give you a few tips today. So the first thing is just like that quote, right? Visualize your highest self and start showing up as her. Write down your highest self. What does she look like? Not look like physically, but what does that look like as far as what does your day-to-day life look like? What are some key things that you do each day? How do you behave in challenging situations? What's the first thing that you do in the morning, et cetera, et cetera, and start showing up as her. Oftentimes we wait to get into the vibe of our best self until we have all of our ducks in a row, but that's not how it works. You got to start showing up as the boss babe or as that mindful babe or as that fit babe or whatever it is that you're wanting to manifest. You got to start showing up as her now. So that's my number one tip. The other thing is when you creatively visualize, it's really important to be in a relaxed state. It's imperative that you suspend any judgments. And why that's important is because if you're going to go into this practice stressed out, anxious, and doubtful, then it's not really going to do much for you. Get clear about what you want, whether it's a feeling, a state of being, or something you want to achieve. Have an intention for your practice so you can actively guide your mind through a series of mental pictures. Also, I don't know if I even said this. I don't think I did. This is why podcasting is so hard for me, because I have a hard time tracking where I'm at and I go off on tangents. Sorry. But this practice is something that you will actually do, right? You sit and creatively visualize, if that makes more sense. Again, like I said, I go over this in my program, but just to give you some context, it is actually a practice similar to meditating. Okay, so once you start to generate mental imagery, really feel what it would feel like if you already had that which you have mentally chosen. Let the excited emotions come up. Let the joy come up. Allow yourself to feel all the feels. That's what we want. We want to feel what it would feel like if that desire was your reality right now. And just like with manifestation in general, creatively visualizing alone isn't enough. You have to take action. The creative visualization process is one based on relaxation, but physical action is required to successfully manifest your mental intentions. In other words, this process is active, not passive. Lastly, it's important to detach yourself from the outcome you intend to see. When we are attached, we remove our authentic power to create the life we choose. At the end of my creative visualization practice, I always, always, always silently repeat this or something better. Practically speaking, creating a vision board is a great way to have a visual trigger to remind you to creatively visualize and dream on your desires. And I actually have a whole YouTube video where I walk you through creating a vision board on my YouTube channel. I will link the video in the show notes for you. But you want to have your vision board displayed somewhere where you're going to be able to see it throughout the day as a reminder to visualize your highest self and inspire you to start showing up as her or him for my boy BBs. And you want that constant reminder. The more frequently you work this practice, the more effective it's gonna be. So I have my vision board at my desk where I can see it every day. And looking at it just gets me in the vibe of what I'm wanting to create and reminds me to actively imagine my desires as my reality. I also like to take time after my morning meditation practice to spend a few moments doing creative visualization. Sometimes I'm visualizing a specific thing that I want to manifest, but sometimes I'm also just literally visualizing myself having a smooth, happy day where I get everything done and feel calm and grounded and good. I also really love to use creative visualization when I get into bed. And I know you might assume that by actively thinking about something, it would keep you up, but for some reason, it has the adverse effect on me. Painting a picture in my mind of my dream life in detail puts me in such a calm, grounded state of knowing and joy that it really allows me to let go and feel supported and safe. It's actually really relaxing. So yeah, next week I'm going to be releasing a guided visualization meditation. So if you liked this episode, make sure you're subscribed to the pod so that you don't miss the guided meditation in next week's episode, because it will be a guided creative visualization meditation, which will help you start to work this practice into your day-to-day life. And again, if you're interested in really diving deep and gaining tools that will help you create the life of your dreams, send me an email or a DM on Instagram so I can send you more info about my 12-week program, The Yoga Inspired Life. I do a few cycles of this program each year. I keep the group small, so spaces are limited. So if you're feeling inspired, make sure you reach out to join the waiting list for the next cycle. Okay, that's it for today. Your next step is to visualize your highest self and start showing up as her or him. And I will catch you guys next week. And that's a wrap on another episode of the Yoga Inspired Life podcast. I hope you got something valuable from it and feel empowered to take inspired action. Thank you so much for tuning in and spending time with me today. And if you enjoyed listening to this episode as much as I loved creating it, then please subscribe and leave a review. And if you know of anyone that would benefit from the podcast, I would love it if you would share it with them. I always say that we rise by lifting others, and this is a totally independent podcast, so every little bit of support truly means so much to me. If you're looking for more, let's connect on Instagram. You can find me at Shayla Quinn. I hope you have an amazing week. Thank you again for listening, and I'll catch you next week.